نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. When we were explaining Surah Al-Qadr, tonight we are continuing inshallah. We arrived to that about Sayyidina Mikael and Sayyidina Israfil and Sayyidina Jibril and Sayyidina Azrael. And we said that Sayyidina Mikael is the angel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned on هو الأمين على الأرزاق والأغذية المحسوسة. He is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put him on authority on sustenance and all physical food that human being are in need for. Sayyidina Mikael is the one who is responsible, together with the rain, together whatever, anything involve life, that you life for living and non-living, whatever, because every, even non-living has a life. وَإِن مِن شَيْءٍ لَا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Verily everything praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Mikael has been assigned on these issues of sustenance. And Sayyidina, like the liver from the body, how the liver from the body, the liver give is the storage of all the metabolism of the body, that change everything into sugar, and from there it goes the energy to the body. Sayyidina Mikael is being, he is in heavens to the life of this universe as food and sustenance, is like the liver to the body. So Mikael on the other side, we say liver, as the liver important for the body, Sayyidina Mikael is important. Allah assigned him for the sustenance of this world. وَكَذَلِكَ إِسْرَافِيلِ. Sayyidina Israfil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned him يُغَذِّي الْأَشْبَاحِ بِالْأَرْوَاحِ. He gives sustenance to the bodies. The liver gives the sustenance to the body. The body standing with the spirit. So Sayyidina Israfil is the one that give energy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his angel Israfil, from Israfil to human being, to give them that energy to the spirit in order to keep them running in this dunya. Without the spirit, the body is dead. So Israfil to us is like the spirit to us. How the spirit is very important to a human being, Sayyidina Israfil is the one that Allah assigned him to keep always sending that energy to the spirit, to the body. And that spirit to the body is like the brain, a dimag. Dimag is what? Dimag is brain, the not the intelligence, not the akl. Akl is the intelligence part of the brain, is the brain itself, the whole brain. And Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned him, he gives the sustenance for spirits by sending them knowledge and Gnostics. Every heavenly knowledge, every worldly knowledge is being sent to Jibril, and from Jibril alayhi salam to whole prophets, from Adam alayhi salam to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of them were Jibril was the angel that revealed to them any knowledge that they had to know. And that is like the intelligence. How the intelligence function, that intelligence, that knowledge is how the knowledge to the body is the description of Jibril to these knowledges. And since Sayyidina Jibreel, he is Ar-Ruh Al-Qudsi, the Holy Spirit, he is always thirsty. He cannot take away his thirst except by squinching the Al-Ulum Al-Ilahiyya, the heavenly knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him. This is the ghiza for him. This is the sustenance for Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. That heavenly knowledge that Allah always is keeping him, keep sending to him, is what Sayyidina Jibreel is being able to stand and praise his Lord and be obedient servant. And from that knowledge he is sending to prophets and from prophets to their nations. Allah, Allah. It is said that Laylatul Qadr has been called Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, because in it Allah has sent a holy book, Dhu Qadr, Dhu Qima. What's Dhu Qima, Dhu Qadr? Dhu Qadr means has high value. Qadr in Arabic means something of a high esteemed, respect, very highly privileged, something very highly accepted. So since Holy Quran came at that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that night honored. Allah honored that night by calling it Laylatul Qadr, means the highest possible praising of such, like that, of that description. And that also, Allah revealed it by Sayyidina Jibreel, who has a high also esteem, high value, high level, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. So because the Holy Quran in it, came in it, so it is first time Laylatul Qadr. Second time Laylatul Qadr is, and it's repeated three times, because Sayyidina Jibreel brought it. Third time Laylatul Qadr, because it was brought to the highest esteemed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these three things, the Holy Quran in it, came by Jibreel alayhi salam, came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the highest of prophets, Allah gave that night a very honorable value because of these three issues that Laylatul Qadr was encompassing or engulfing in it. And it has said also that summiyat Laylatul Qadr, because in Arabic Qadr also it has another meaning. One meaning Qadr means high value. Another Qadr, when Allah said in Holy Quran, وَمَنْ قَدْرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ, fine, means the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his sustenance less. So it becomes here someone who has very little income. What you say about him? Tight. So the earth at that night become tight. Because of its tightness, at that night, Allah called it Laylatul Qadr. The night that the earth become tight. Why the earth become tight? Because the angels of heavens, seven heavens, are descending on earth. So the earth becomes so small, so full of these angels, it becomes so tight that there is no place for these angels to keep descending. That's why it is on the other side called Laylatul Qadr. From that meaning. So it has two meanings. One Qadr means high Qadr, high value, high level. Another Qadr means tight. Yeah, this to make it like very small. Constriction. Because it is so tight with angels that they are descending. So they fill the whole universe, the whole earth, so the earth becomes so small, constricted on itself, that there is no place for these angels. That's why it is called Laylatul Qadr also. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that in the time of Bani Israel, in the time of the nation of Israel, there was one person called Shamsun. He put لبس السلاح في سبيل الله. He put on the weapons in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means he went out of his tribe and his family في سبيل الله, jihad في سبيل الله. Means he went, it has two meanings. One meaning, he went in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against his ego, struggling against his ego. And he said, I will not come back until I will go for 1,000 months. Fi sabilillah. 1,000 months, how many years? So I will not come back before 1,000 months. And 1,000 months is 83 years and 4 months. The number of 1,000 months is 83 years and 4 months. So Alf Shahr is a period which is calculated as 83 months and 83 years and 4 months. So when he went fi sabilillah, said, Ya Rabbi, I'm not coming back until I go in you, it means seeking your way, going on the right path, following your order for 83 years and 4 months, that is 1,000 years, 1,000 months. So the Sahaba of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were so stunned that one person of Bani Israel, Allah gave him that life. Means they, at that time they used to live a lot. So they were able to do more of worshipness. And Sahaba were not able to do worshipness as they were doing, because in the time of Prophet, the life became shorter. In the time of Bani Israel, other prophets, the life was longer. Sayyidina Nuh lived 950 years. So Sahaba were a little bit sad that we cannot worship, or we cannot be in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Bani Israel were in the way of Allah. So Allah revealed to Prophet, Ya Muhammad, tell them not to be upset. I'm giving them one night better than 1,000 years. 1,000 months. It is said that وَقِيلَ إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ فِي مَا مَضَى كَانَ لَا يُقَالُ لَهُ عَابِدٌ حَتَّى يَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ أَلْفَ شَهْرٍ. In previous time, you cannot call a person a worshipper like today. Everyone go on the minbar and become a big alim. You cannot call a person abid at that time, except he has to go into seclusion for 1,000 months, alfa shahr. When he go 1,000 months fi ibadatillah, in the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time they call that person abid. So where it is our ibadah now from their ibadah? 83 years and 4 months. So how many 1,000 months equal how much? 4 months. They have to worship 83 years and 4 months in order that they can come back to their people and say that we are abid. Where is this now? Now the whole life, our life is not, doesn't go, the average is how much? 50, 70, 70 years.
Allah, Allah.
Allah gave the Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night that if they will keep that night, Allah will give them the title of Abidin. Because it is a night better than 1,000 months. And he said better than 1,000 months. He didn't give a limit. He said, better than 1,000, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْر. But he didn't say at what level it stops. The خَيْر. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْر. Might be خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفَي شَهْر. I don't know. We don't know. Might be 2,000 months. There is no limit there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Ummatul Nabi a night that if people keep it, Allah will call them ibadullah. Allah will call them, these are my servants. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. How much Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was happy that Allah mentioned him as a servant in Surah Al-Isra. Allah will call his servants who keep Laylatul Qadr as servant to him. And it is said that Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu was salam, when he looked into the lives of his ummah, he found that his ummah is the shortest lives they are going to live. And all the other ummahs before nations, they had long lives. He was worried and afraid that his ummah is not going to reach ibadah as other ummah reached ibadah more than the ummatul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because their life is short. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him and sent him Laylatul Qadr and made it better, one night better than 1,000 months. It is said that وَكَانَ مُلْكُ سُلَيْمَانَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ 500 شَهْرٍ. It is said that the kingdom of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was 500 years. Allah gave him a kingdom and he was Nabi Sulaiman, he was a big king in his time. Has big kingdom, the best wealth and treasures. Allah gave him a kingdom of 500 years. He was a prophet and a king at the same time, ruling his whole kingdom for 500 years. And Zulkarnain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him also kingdom of 500 years. وَكَانَ مُلْكُ ذُلْقَرْنَيْنِ 500 شَهْرٍ. It is the same. Sayyidina Sulaiman had 500 months of kingdom. Zulkarnain had 500 times a month of kingdom.
فَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْعَمَلَ فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَهَا خَيْرًا مِّنْ مُلْكِهِمَا.
Allah made that night of Laylatul Qadr better than the kingdom of Sayyidina Sulaiman in Ajr, better than the kingdom of Zulkarnain in Ajr. That night for Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Allah gave the example of 1,000 months. I'm not yet explaining the one and the three zeros. That is still what we are into it. These are, we are giving an understanding on. Later we come, one day we come to one and three zero. We don't know when is that day.
وكان عليه السلام إذا دخل العشر شد مأزره وأحيا ليله. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep these 10 days, the last 10 days of Ramadan. من شد مأزره means he took his strength and power and go into his seclusion in these 10 days, means he makes i'tikaf. He keep all the night up and he wake up his wives, his family, and make them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him. And pious people used to pray in these 10 days every night 2 rak'ats on the niyyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them Laylatul Qadr. And they call it rak'atay Laylatul Qadr. Two rak'ats. And they call it Rak'atay Laylatul Qadr. They pray it after Taraweeh, after Isha, for the intention that it is for Laylatul Qadr. قال الإمام أبو الليث رحمه الله. He said, Imam Abu al-Layth said, the minimum, أقل صلاة ليلة القدر ركعتان.
The minimum to pray Laylatul Qadr is 2 rak'at. And the maximum to pray, 1,000 rak'at. And there were some people, pious people, used to pray Laylatul Qadr 1,000 rak'at. And not only for one layla, they take the last 10 days of Ramadan, and on every odd number like 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, they pray in these 5 nights, they pray 1,000 rak'at. 100 rak'at usually takes 2 hours. 2 hours, isn't it? So 1,000 rak'at multiply 10 by 20, by 2 hours is 20 hours. How they were able to finish it in half from midnight to Fajr, 1,000 rak'at. Hey, how to find sainthood, huh? And the middle of, in between, between 2 rak'at to 1,000 rak'at is preferable. If you cannot pray 1,000 rak'at, it's preferable to pray 100 rak'at. And to recite in every rak'ah, بعد الفاتحة, after the Fatiha, to recite إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ one time, and 3 times قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, and to give salam after every 2 rak'ahs. وَيُصَلِّ عَلَى النَّبِي, and then he makes salawat, and that's why we make salawat between every 2 rak'ahs, because tarawih also considered from these 100 rak'ahs or 1,000 rak'ahs. Because it's Salatul Qiyam. So that's why Salah ala Nabi, wa yusalli ala Nabi, alayhi salam. That's why we make salawat. Today they don't make anymore. But it is an order, and this is in Tafsir al Quran. Ruh al Bayan. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Jumping into it. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. Because in it, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it better than 1 month's ibadah, better than the kingdom of Sayyidina Sulaiman, better of the kingdom of Sayyidina Zulkarnain, because it's 500 months and 500 months. Allah made it 1,000 months better than 1,000 months to show us that the biggest kingdoms on earth, the two biggest that they had wealth on earth is Sayyidina Sulaiman and Zulkarnain. Better than all that, Allah gave it, gave Laylatul Qadr. Because angels come and the earth become constricted. Cannot, all these angels cannot fit. The earth becomes so small for them to be in it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it better than 1,000 months, because all these angels are coming down. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أي تَتَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. They took the ta from there. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, but in origin it must be تَتَنَزَّلُ, but for Quran it's تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. The angels are descending continuously in it, non-stopping. How much? Angels of 7 heavens are coming. Allah ordered them to come on earth. How earth going to fit them? And not only that, وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. What is ruh? They say Sayyidina Jibreel, other they say no, it is an angel, separate. Ruh, there is coming also in the Quran, it came 2-3 times in the Quran. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا وَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا. This is Jibreel. Yeah. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ كُلِ الْرُوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّ. That different. That وَيَسْأَلُونَ, when they ask you about the ruh, this, the ruh, كُلِ الْرُوحُ, that is from Allah's order. No one knows. But the other one, وَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا. We have sent to her our spirit, that Sayyidina Jibreel. Ruh is different. Some Some scholars, they say that al-ruh, they debate, is it makhluk or not makhluk? Is it created or it's ancient? Yeah. So there are too many, but it's not, this is where, what we are going to speak about. Everything is makhluk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the khaliq. So, some of them, they say he is an angel. في سورة النبأ also, الروح, يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا صفا. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا صفا. الظاهر أن الروح, this is in سورة النبأ, when the spirit and the angels come line by line, group by group, and they explain it here, أن الروح من جنس الملائكة ولكنه أعظم منهم خلقا أو خلقا. Ruh is from the jinns, from the same type of angel, but is more greater or more huge or more azam, is greater than the normal angel. وَرُتْبَةً وَشَرَفًا, higher in level and higher in honor. And they say that Israfil is azam min Jibril. And Jibril is from Ruh. And there are many different opinion on that issue. So we are not going to it now. But we say that in Surah Al-Qadr, they said that in Ruh al-Bayan that الروح معنى الروح هنا تتنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. Therein come down the angels and the spirit by Allah's permission on every errand. Usually understood to be the angel Gabriel. Usually understood. And not usually understood. So means there is a possibility that it's something else. But usually, because our knowledge is limited, so usually it is under Sayyidina Jibril. But if you go deeper, some scholar, they might differ in opinion. So here he's saying in Ruh al-Bayan that angels and the Ruh, the spirit, is وَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ إِنَّهُ مَلَكٌ, is an angel, is an angel. لَوْ التَقَمَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِينَ كَانَتْ لَهُ لُقْمَةً وَاحِدَةً. If he will open his mouth, if he will swallow the heavens and the earth together, all is like one bite for him. Allah great created him so great. وهو ملك رأسه تحت العرش. He is an angel. His head is under the throne. And his feet is under the seven earths. Means earth, we know the earth in this universe now scientifically, we know that it is a part of the universe. Islamically, the earth is the last place that human beings are created, means everything is above us. And the earth is the last place, and it is the last, the judgment day is coming on it, means it is the last and lowest area. That's why Allah sent Adam on earth, because from up to down, so it is described that it is the lowest of creation, because it is not paradise. So it is described as the highest is the throne, and this is how you have to understand in your mind. The highest is the throne means his head is under the throne, and his feet under the seven earths. Now it's coming something for you.
وَلَهُ أَلْفُ رَأْسِ And he has 1,000 heads. كُلُّ رَأْسٍ أَعْظَمُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا Every head is bigger than this whole universe. وَفِي كُلِّ رَأْسٍ أَلْفُ وَجْهِ And in every head there is 1,000 face. And in every face there is 1,000 mouths. And in every mouth there is 1,000 tongues. يُسَبِّحُ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ لِسَانٍ He is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with every language and with every tongue that he has. Because we said he has 1,000 head. In every and every head is greater than this whole universe. And in every head, there is 1,000 face. So now, 1,000 by 1,000, 1 million we have here. Face. And in every face, he has 1,000 mouths. So multiply by 1 million. Billion. Billion now. Then in every mouth he has 1,000 tongue, so trillion. And he is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with every tongue 1,000 different tasbih and tahmid and tamjid. So 1,000 by trillion, how much now? No, more than quadrillion? Huh? Infinite. Every tongue has a language, doesn't resemble the other. If he open what Allah gave him, this mouth and with tongues and these faces in tasbih, all angels of heavens, they go into prostration, fearing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fearing from that light that he comes from his tongues, that will burn them. They go into prostration. He prays Allah morning and evening. He descend that night, that ruh, that angel's ruh. Allah send him to first heaven to descend, to look means to the in that night, Laylatul Qadr. Allah ordered him to descend with his praising and with his tongues, with his mouth, with his faces, with all the praising that he is doing, to ask forgiveness للصائمين والصائمات من أمة محمد عليه السلام. Asking forgiveness for the people who are fasting, men and women, from أمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم at that night. With all these tongues until Fajr time. Until Fajr comes. And these are a group of ruh, of angel, that all other angels don't see them except Laylatul Qadr. Allah created them only for Laylatul Qadr. Like the pious people, we don't see them except on Eid time, they come to the masjid to pray Eid. And other than Eid, they are in their own seclusion. May Allah forgive us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the benefit of this night. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha. And inshallah next time we'll continue.